Oh, what a great change of pace for Friday morning. Of course, passing away on this day in 1992 at the age of 48. Peter Allen, how good is that? It's 10 to 8. All right, crossing all the way down to Canberra. Very cool down there at the moment. And currently, it's 5 degrees. No doubt you are wrapped up at the moment. Dr. Anne Webster on the line. Good morning to you, Anne.
Good morning, Jason. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing very well. How is it down there?
It is quite chilly. I'm not putting my foot outside at the moment.
Oh, goodness.
I'll just wait.
You'll be sitting. You'll be warm. Can I ask you just a quick punter's question just before we get to the... What's it like to sit in Parliament all day? Does it get boring?
Look, there are times where we look at one another and think, please, can we just get through this? So, there are lots of political stunts that are pulled and take a lot of time from everybody. Oh. And honestly, to be perfectly frank with you, sometimes I sit in that chamber and think, my goodness me, how much money is being spent playing this particular game? And just by having everybody in that chamber, it's like extraordinary and it's very frustrating, actually.
Is there a better way to do it? I mean, we're getting into a different topic from questions this morning, but is there a better way to do it?
Well, you know, I don't know. I think that the better road map, if you like, is good collaboration. And there's a lot of that goes on as well, and negotiation. But, you know, when you're in opposition, I have been told by members on my side of the House how incredibly frustrating that is and demoralising that is.
Yeah, right.
And, you know, you can't blame them for having a go. They've got to get their voice out there too.
Yeah. I'd imagine I'd be sitting the whole time thinking, when's little lunch? All right, let's get to...
it's a quick lunch. You've just got to grab it and go.
All right, let's get to more of a serious question relating to our local activity. Message to our farmers this morning. Good thing. Previously, we've spoken about this. The worker shortage when it comes to blockies. Free trade agreement with the UK was a good thing, getting the tick. But it also opens a big door with... it's tied into the Asian opportunities. Can you explain more about this?
Yeah, look, I am. I think this is the biggest win that we have had since I've been privileged to be in this position. The farmers and producers in our area have been crying out for, particularly the ASEAN country, people to come in and work on farm. And it has been a blocker all the way along. The Libs have not been keen on this, and some of them are still not, I've got to say. But David Littleproud, to his credit, the Minister for Agriculture, negotiated one of those negotiation things behind the scenes and said, well, you know what, we're not going to sign off on the UK trade agreement.
Oh, wow.
The Libs definitely want, unless we get this ag visa for ASEAN countries. So it was one of those deals, and I am so pleased that it's happened, and I've had more influx of emails and phone calls thanking us for this work. It's just been amazing. So yeah, look, 10 countries in our ASEAN relationship beyond the Pacific, and really, really great story for Mali.
And it just means in the near future, we'll have a lot more people on the land helping out farmers, in short. Is that
absolutely
right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, right,
okay. Look, and the security, what farmers have asked me is, will it be based on the SWP, the Seasonal Work Program? And yes, it will.
Yeah.
So that is a program that they love because it's becoming more and more streamlined. It's easier to get people out. My issue, and the one that I've taken to many ministers this week face-to-face, is that we must have that process regularised very well to ensure that people are not escaping into the woods and that they're not able to be exploited. I mean, as I've spoken to you before regarding status resolution, this is a really important moral and ethical responsibility that we have, that these workers are cared for and looked after and have appropriate treatment.
I know that there was a story this week where it was covered that some foreign workers in the region paid $9 a day, which I found staggering, but the report continues on looking into that. We'll get to that another time because there's so much to get through this morning. Hey, Latrobe, this is a great announcement for the region. A double degree in nursing and midwifery, taking into account the shortage in that department. Great step forward for the region.
Absolutely brilliant. And I was at Latrobe a month ago and they were telling me that this is being signed off. And I was just so stoked because healthcare is such a critical need, and workforce is the big gap. And so we know that training people local people locally is what actually streamlines. 70% of those people will stay local.
Yes.
And that's evident. And so the partnership with Mildura Base Hospital is brilliant, and we've got to see more of it. And the discussions around doctor training is still going on at my end every day. I know ministers are getting together this week to discuss my proposal, and I'm really hoping for some good news soon.
I want to pick up on that because I know that around 6% of our region have uni degrees, which is a little low compared to the Australian average. However, when it comes to retention of graduates, we buck the trend in Victoria. I know the La Trobe courses are very strongly focused on our regional activity, which means we do get to keep our students here once they've graduated. So being said, can we look at other ways to improve local participation in other courses?
Oh, look, I totally agree. And one of the things that I've said to the Vice-Chancellor, John Dewar, is that under no circumstances should we be narrowing the course offerings. They need to broaden. And I know that we are working towards more STEM, science, technology, engineering, maths, that side of things, because ultimately that's where we're going with agriculture. And we need people to be training locally in those subjects. And increasing the uptake of, you know, other subjects as well, so that we can train our own. That's where we need to go. That is the direction we need to go. And I know that John Dewar is aware of this and working with us to
yep.
make sure that that happens.
Yep. All right, moving on, telecommunications announced for the Mallee around $117 million to roll out in certain areas. I don't believe Sunraise is in the first rollout section. Is that right? Are we getting upgrades in this region, or do we wait?
Yeah. So what has happened is we have, in the first round of the Regional Connectivity Program, which is a brilliant program, round one, Mallee got, not Sunraysia, but Mallee more broadly, we got $6 million,
okay.
Which includes fibre to premises for Hopetoun and Conaiva, which is great, and also mobile towers from Telstra and the government backed with at Lascelles, Berewillet, Bridgewater, and at Galar on the Mallee Highway near Oyem. So, yeah, there is a little in there, but
yep.
More will be coming. Round two is about to open.
Right, okay. Well, no doubt we'll talk about that another time. Hey, I want to talk to you very quickly about AstraZeneca. Previously, jabs recommended between 50 and 60 years of age, now changing to 60 plus. I want to, from a perspective of someone who has, I guess, already got the jab, but, or maybe someone who hasn't got the jab, it's not really mustering up a great deal of confidence or enthusiasm. What are your thoughts on this?
Look, I think what people can understand is that the AHPPC and our Commonwealth medical chiefs, as in Brendan Murphy and Paul Kelly, are extremely risk averse. So they are taking, and the ATAGI as well. I mean, obviously they have a big say in this. What we're doing is acknowledging the growing knowledge which comes. We know the more people that get vaccinated, then the managing of any potential risk is part of that role. And so
yep.
the change now to Pfizer to be from 40 to 59 is a good outcome. I've had quite a few people, you know, who have been concerned, who want Pfizer. They can now get that.
Right, and, okay. Yep.
You know, the government will continue to ensure that the best decisions are made as more information is made available. Nobody is making foolish propositions here. This is about our health and our well-being, and it's taken very seriously. So I think, look, people can take confidence. I've had both jabs now with AZ.
Right.
I'm fighting fit. And
feeling good.
As well as that's all right. To be expected, so it's good.
I got across to the news now, but Anne, great to have you on the show this morning. Of course, we'll do it again in around 2 weeks. 2 weeks, and enjoy your day sitting in Parliament. I hope it's fun.
on my way home, actually, about to do some trips down
okay.
to the electorate.
All right, yep. Have a good day. Thanks,
good
Anne.
Thanks. Bye.